Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Why the motto as far as getting money to creators from day one, why is that so important? And if this works, how is it going to change the landscape of social media?
Well, the first thing I think about is disruption. So if you're not pissing people off, then you're doing something wrong. So the first thing, when I got the kind of the idea to really, to even build the company, I knew that this was going to disrupt industries, because people are always talking right now about TV and film, music. We're having all these conversations about how artists aren't getting paid enough for streaming, how athletes aren't getting paid. Like the college players just got NIL to be able to do those kinds of things. We're seeing, you know, movie stars get their TV shows canceled. You know, Issa Rae's rap shit's getting take off, and now she needs to go independent because she can own her content and all that kind of stuff. So for me, it's like, if I don't create an environment or an infrastructure where the community can own and monetize from day one, it actually puts no limits, because it circumvents all the industries. The fact that you can pick up your phone and subscribe directly to a person changes business for every single person on the planet. I always say this: there's nobody that's on Fanbase that is not a business. A business is the ability to receive revenue or income for a product or service you provide. So for that very reason, by default, every single person on Fanbase is a business. And so I think that the ability for us to generate revenue from day one, we don't have to figure it out. There are apps out here that have not figured it out, Clubhouse has not figured out how to generate revenue. There's a lot of these startups that are in the social media space have not figured out how to make revenue, but going to direct to consumer and allowing the user to decide what they want to pay for, and we're seeing that with younger kids anyway. And that's another thing too, is paying, like, the future is, you know, I always talk about when you see Kai Cenat, Kai is 20, 21, 22 years old. He has about 85,000 subscribers, making $400,000 a month. I can't see that as a human being and not say, I could do this as an athlete, I could do this as a musician. I don't have to be a gamer. It doesn't matter. People are going to want to see the content they want. So it's extremely important that, you know, we provide a new way for people to monetize direct to consumer, to circumvent all these pillars that block and rob artists and athletes and movie stars and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty evident, right? That's the wave. We can see it because not, we can see it with the athletes creating their own platforms, right? We just seen LeBron, he has a podcast now. Draymond comes to mind. What do you think is going to take for that drastic change for people to say, all right, we're not going to go with the traditional ways of social media? Something like fan base makes too much sense for us not to be part of.
I think the first person that, and I'm looking at Kai now, because again, it's so interesting to me that he's making more money streaming with subscribers than rappers are making recording an album, putting it out, and going and doing shows. Like, it's like, you can still do that, but there's still a lifestyle and a personality that's involved. We're all human, so we all have social lives or funny and humor or whatever, so to be able to monetize that. I think that it'll shift when someone like him, and I've seen this before, like, again, there are these moments that happen that just have me scratching my head, like, I can't believe no one is picking up on the fact that Bad Baby made $40 million in a year, you know, for subscribers. Kai Cenat is making $400,000 a month of subscribers, and everybody's just not dropping a plate of food. Let the plate break and shatter and say, wait, what did I just hear? Hold up, I'm not finna do all this extra shit when I can just really create and live and exist on social media and have fun, and then monetize and still, you know, have the same, you know, the same experience.
So, do you think that this will be beneficial for the every average day person, right? Because everybody's not gonna be Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
So the average person that has 1,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
They're not gonna make a lot of money. So why does fan base make sense to them?
Well, first, okay, so I'm gonna say this, because I'm gonna talk about the investment portion real quick. When I first started on StartEngine, the minimum to invest in fan base was $245, right? The minimum to invest in Fanbase now is $399. The minimum to invest, startengine.com/fanbase, shout out. But what I say is more important than that is that there are thousands of users on Fanbase that have made the money using Fanbase that they invested in Fanbase. So it's not about, I'm not telling everybody to get on here and think that you're going to be a multimillionaire. But I do believe that most people have enough money to make monthly the ability to pay their rent, or, you know, to get gas or put food in your refrigerator. Like, I see people making that amount of money. I see a user, you know, making, there's a user that's made $10,000 this year that has less than 3,500 followers. An extra $10,000 a year, like, the average American salary is $40,000. You're making a quarter of what you would have to do to make the bare minimum as a salary in this country, just making content. And it's not like you have to sit live and stream all day long. You post content, people subscribe, and they make that money. So if I can make enough money to put gas in my car just by posting content, I'm with it. If I'm a young kid, of course I would do that. If I can feed myself, I don't have to. And then that's like 100 subscribers. Again, if you know, you get 5,000 people, 5,000 people is a small number of people when there's 6 billion people on the planet. 5,000 people paying you $2.50 a month is $12,500 a month, $150,000 a year. That's more than 97% of Americans make, and that's just 5,000 people. So it's like, it's not, you know, if we took that down, like I said, we took that down to 500 people, you're still making $15,000 a year. Who wants to turn out an extra $15,000 a year in America? Like, just off making content, it's like, it's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. We spoke 2 years ago, mm-hmm. On your first interview, and from all the signs, right, people are making money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It fluctuates depending on the user, how many followers they have. The company's making money and it's profitable. I asked you then, so I ask you now, mergers and acquisitions is always a part of business.
Yeah.
Have the phones been ringing even more so as you continue to innovate, as you continue to what I see disrupt social media in the sense where you can start revolutionizing things? Have the phone calls been coming in for no?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah.
And because fan base is a, I always say there's two phases to success in building businesses. It's the beat 'em phase and it's the join 'em phase. We're still in beat 'em mode. They're still sitting back like, I want to see he really gonna raise his $17 million and really like change the game in the way that he does. One thing that Trump's race is green, is money. And so, and I think I've had the best, like, you know, example in someone seeing the way that Tyler Perry built his business. At first it was about beat him. Then it was like, oh, well now we got to join him. You know, at some point in the beginning, there were no deals, but then it was TBS, and then it was Lionsgate, then it was OWN, and then it became Netflix and Amazon, and now it's like, okay, cool, it's BET, it's like, okay, here.
Yeah.
So fan base is always, until we get the, we're gonna be in the beat-em phase, because this is majorly disruptive in the way that I say all the time, again, it's like, I think that this is one of the most pivotal moments in technology, social media, and wealth building, because we've never been here before. You cannot name a time that there's been a social media company that's been founded that allows the public to invest. So now anybody without restriction can actually own part of something that they use. And then there's no limit into how fast, you know, or how big these companies can get. When you're looking at Facebook has a market cap of $2.2 trillion. Mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking about 2 trillion. I mean, granted, like, cool, I think Facebook is something that's like a one in a lifetime company, but there's still companies, even if you remove Instagram from Facebook, it's still a $300 billion company. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at TikTok separated from ByteDance, it's still probably a $100-200 billion company.
Yeah, they just valuated 160.
Yeah, so I'm like, do you understand like how, okay, so think of that. So think of now a $160 billion company that's owned by people that look like us. We ain't never been there before. I don't even know who the richest black person on the planet is. I think it's like 19 billion. What's the richest? Probably about 19 billion.
Legal Dan Gold, yeah.
Right, yeah, like 19 billion. Yep. So I'm just saying, like, yo, we never. And my point is for us to really build and make and transform wealth. Not only is it, and my goal is not to be worth more than 19 billion. My goal is to create 10 or 15 other people that are worth are multi-billionaires. Because technology is the fastest way. I heard Robert F. Smith say this. He's like, technology is the fastest way to build wealth in this country. It's like all these, 8 of the top 10 richest people on the planet are in technology. Oracle, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Elon with Tesla and X. It's like, yo, those are all the people. Only people, Bernard Arnault is the number one guy, and he owns every other brand in existence, and then Berkshire Hathaway. You know what I'm saying? But it's technology. So we're in an unprecedented amount of time because ownership and equity in these tech companies, these are companies that can be worth $100 billion, you know, like $100 billion, $160 billion. It's totally achievable, but we've never been there before. And I think, you know, I think we have the unique opportunity. Again, I was telling people here today, I was like, yo, we get this wrong. Don't blame me, because it's literally here for us to take advantage of. And that's why, you know, the raise that we're doing was so important, because there's no excuses. Once I raise $17 million, I give everybody everything that they want. If you want certain songs you want, certain functionalities you want, certain features you want, I can give you that in a year. Like by the end of the year, I can give you most of the things that you want. And then we get to do the things that I want to do. There's some of the things that I talk about. Like we just launched branded audio on web. And I was like, no one's doing that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, man, if they're not doing this, there's so many other ideas that are available that we can do. So I'm like, again, they're going to be in beta phase until they say, okay, now we got to go invest in them, because obviously he's going to keep going. So.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.